The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
If you've been listening to a Tony Curry Radio or your favorite podcast, wherever you're available, we're now available on Audacity. We're on the Coastal Digital Sports Network. We're all over the place. We're always growing, always doing new things here. And of course, thanks to Michael Coleman, the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, HAFB. Check him out. Hashtag that bad boy and everything you do. And you can certainly be helping a wonderful cause, 35 counties in the great state of Alabama out of Montgomery. Bite by bite. We always try to shorten this up a little bit more specific towards the Heart of Alabama Food Bank. And today you want to talk about the complications of rural hunger. I didn't know anything about this until I started doing a show with you 3 or 4 years ago, in that it's not always the money aspect, and sometimes it is, but it's where you live. Sometimes there's not a store within 30 miles of your house.
That's right.
Of course, people would sit there and say, well, move. Well, you can't. This is not a Sam Kennison bit. If you live in the desert, you live in the desert. You can't pick your bag up and move. It's not that easy. Yeah. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, we live, like I said, 25,000 square miles of coverage. And the difference between you'll have food insecurity in urban environments and food insecurity in rural. And we serve mostly rural. And when you just think about why is it so challenging, if you think about a wide open space for miles and miles and miles, there's so many advantages of why people like being out in the country. When you grow up, you know, being close to nature, you're away from the noise of a city. It tends to be much more safe, you know, where you're not in high crime areas. You know, you can live off the land, you can farm, you know, enough just to feed your family kind of stuff. Fish, hunt, all that kind of stuff. So many people that grow up in that. And it's easier if you have resources. But when you're struggling, and it can be really difficult when you're in a rural area. Think about this. Even if you have the money, let's say you're a family, you go to work, husband and wife both work, still just trying to make ends meet, and you're at the little town. Well, we have several counties that don't even have a grocery store. If they do have, it's one grocery store, and it's typically a store called AGI, Associated Grocers. Now, I'm thankful for them, and I'm not knocking those stores in any way, but it's not a chain store like a Publix or Walmart or things like that. And so because you don't have the same buying capacity, so just we know items are going to be higher. Mm-hmm. You may not have the same selection, on and on and on. But even then, you might be, 25 to 30 miles in a county away from that store. So you've got a ways to go. And if you think about, I can. It's not too much gas if I live in an urban environment and go 2 miles down the road to a store. But if I have to go 25 miles, then I have to have a reliable enough transportation to be able to go there, get it, and get back. So there's gas, there's all that kind of stuff. So more and more barriers come into place because you're talking about distance, you're talking about time, you're talking about lack of resources. If I live in the city, even if I live in a poor place, I can get a bus. I can take that down to, let's say, the SNAP location for food stamps, or I can take it to the health clinic or other nonprofit resources. I mean, when you get into the heart of Montgomery, there's tons of nonprofits and different resources that you can access through, you know, the bus routes and where they go. You get out away from that. Even in small towns, they're not going to have any transportation. But then you get out in even more rural areas, out what we just call the country, out in the country, you don't have anything out there. And so you get very isolated, and you don't have access to good health care. You have, or let's say you have less access to health care. less access to mental health resources, less access to public assistance if you need it, on and on. The challenges just seem to stack up. So when you say, how do you fight food insecurity? That's a big question, because the same approach that you use in an urban environment may look different in a rural, or even everything in between. And like you said, when I've moved around, you know, you think about just for a second what you need to move. Mm-hmm. And I've done that whole rent a U-Haul and done it myself. I've used a pickup truck and gone back and forth 40 times, used the pickup truck. And just, you know, or you have a pizza party and you get all your buddies over to help you move, and they each bring their truck, whatever it takes. But if you just think for a second, with the cost of living, like to get an apartment, let's, you know, you're talking in a place that where you're not going to have a gun in your face every night. You're talking a minimum of $1,000. You got to pay a month's rent in advance. So you're talking $2,000. You have to pay, you know, get all your utilities paid. I mean, turned on. You can't do that unless you have good credit typically.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're paying anybody to move, and just the cost of setting all that up, yeah, you see it runs into the thousands. So when you have poverty, you know, you literally can't afford to move.
Yeah.
And so you get entrenched there. You end up raising your kids there, and you're right back into some of that. And so some of the reason anywhere, at least, are there people that come out of that? Of course they do. But it's just a different segment, different challenges in that environment versus an urban environment.
How can people help you out?
Yeah, just get involved. Get involved with your local food bank or local food pantry. Educate yourself. Go to hafb.org. Donate if you can. Come volunteer. We are so blessed. We have more volunteers than we have volunteer opportunities. But learn and help educate your neighbor on it. And one of the things we try to do is educate people that, you know, and get rid of the old stigmas that you know, we're just people are just too lazy to work. And while there's always some of that, the vast majority of people work are just hardworking people who can't make ends meet. And we're there to help lift them up through some tough times.
One day at a time, my brother. Have a great weekend. Right. Thank you, man. I appreciate you.
You too. See you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.